Wong lanang urip ing Cumbernauld.
A man lives in Cumbernauld.
Jenenge ya iku David.
His name is David.
Siji dinane, David ilang.
One day, David goes missing.
Dheweke kanca-kanca lan kulawarga kuwatir.
His friends and family are worried.
Polisi miwiwi golek dheweke.
The police start to search for him.
Dheweke njaluk pitakon ing kutha.
They ask questions in the town.
Wong-wong nulungi ing telus.
People help with the search.
Dino liwati, nanging David ora bali.
Days pass, but David does not return.
Komunitas iku sedih lan wedi.
The community is sad and scared.
Pungkasan, dheweke nemokake petunjuk.
Finally, they find a clue.
Pencarian diteruskan kanthi pangarep-arep.
The search continues with hope.
Nalika aku enom, aku seneng dolanan ing jobo.
When I was young, I loved to play outside.
Aku muter dolanan karo kancaku saben dino.
I played games with my friends every day.
Kita bakal numpak sepeda ing taman.
We would ride our bikes in the park.
Aku elingo nyekel kupu-kupu ing lapangan.
I remember catching butterflies in the field.
Sisterku lan aku mbangun omah wit.
My sister and I built a treehouse.
Iki minangka panggonan khusus kita kanggo dolanan.
It was our special place to play.
Kita wis dadi seneng lan gawe memori seneng.
We had fun and made happy memories.
Saben musim panas, kita menyang pantai.
Every summer, we went to the beach.
Aku nggawe kastil pasir karo bapakku.
I built sandcastles with my dad.
Dino iki istimewa banget kanggo aku.
Those days are very special to me.
Aku sinau akeh pelajaran saka masa kecilku.
I learned many lessons from my childhood.
Memori mau bakal tetep ono ing jantungku selawase.
Those memories will stay in my heart forever.
Ing Jerman, ono akeh klub terkenal sing narik wong saka saindenging jagat.
In Germany, there are many famous clubs that attract people from around the world.
Klub-klub iki nduweni suasana unik sing gawe dheweke istimewa.
These clubs have unique atmospheres that make them special.
Salah siji klub paling apik ing Berlin yaiku Bergain.
One of the best clubs in Berlin is Bergain.
Iku dikenal amarga musik techno lan jam buka sing suwe.
It is known for its techno music and long opening hours.
Wong asring ngenteni ing antrian sajrone jam kanggo mlebu.
People often wait in line for hours to get in.
Atmosferane ing jero peteng lan urip, sampurna kanggo nari.
The atmosphere inside is dark and lively, perfect for dancing.
Klub luar biasa liyane yaiku Watergate, uga ing Berlin.
Another amazing club is the Watergate, also in Berlin.
Klub iki misuwur amarga pandangane sing gumunake saka Kali Spree.
This club is famous for its impressive view of the Spree River.
Ing Watergate, sampean bisa nikmati ketukan elektronik nganti fajar.
In Watergate, you can enjoy electronic beats until dawn.
Clubbing ing Jerman iku, pengalaman sing ora bisa dilali kanggo akwong.
Clubbing in Germany is an unforgettable experience for many.
Saben klub nawakak saka sing beda kanggo kab jenis wong.
Each club offers something different for all types of people.
Saka techno menyang hip hop, saben wong bisa golek musik.
From techno to hip hop, everyone can find their music.
Clubbing ingkang iki panggonan populer mesti minangka wengi nyenengake.
Clubbing in these popular spots is always a fun night out.
Film A Working Man nyediakake cerita sing narik babagan ketahanan.
The film, A Working Man, presents a captivating story about resilience.
Iku njelajah kasusahane wong sing ilang pakaryane.
It explores the struggles of a man who loses his job.
Cinematografi biji kanthi ayu, nambahase jero kanggo narasi.
The cinematography is beautifully captured, adding depth to the narrative.
Karaktere kasebut wis dikembang kanthi apik lan relevan, nambah lapisan kanggo pengalaman nonton.
The characters are well-developed and relatable, adding layers to the viewing experience.
Nglawan franchise sing sukses, film iki misuwur amarga asal-asal.
In comparison to successful franchises, this film stands out for its originality.
Secara umum, ah working man nawakake lelampahan emosional kang nembus jero menyang pamirsa.
Overall, a working man offers an emotional journey that resonates deeply with audiences.
Tema-temane muter laning ketekunan lan roh manungsa.
Its themes revolve around perseverance and the human spirit.
Penggemar drama emosional bakal nemu film iki nyugemaken.
Fans of emotional dramas will find this movie satisfying.
A Working Man pantesa papan ing antaran film paling apik ing taun iki.
A Working Man deserves a place among the best films of the year.
Ing ringkesan, iku film sing pantes ditonton kanggo saben wong.
In summary, it is a film worth watching for everyone.
Iyo nggabungke unsur drama lan inspirasi kanthi cara sing luar biasa.
It combines elements of drama and inspiration in a remarkable way.
Iki minangka kudu tontonan kanggo sapa wae sing seneng sinema sing rangsang pikiran.
It is a must-watch for anyone who enjoys thought-provoking cinema.
Sirin David tangi esuk saben dina, tekad kanggo ngowahi awake lan pikiran.
Shirin David awoke early every day, determined to transform her body and mind.
Rutinane kalebu olahraga sing intens, lan pangan seimbang sing nguripake kemajuane.
Her routine consisted of intense workouts and balanced meals that fueled her progress.
Sanajan tantangan kasebut, ketahanan Shirin ora goyah, nyemangati wong liya ing sakroep.
Despite the challenges, Shirin's resilience was unwavering, motivating others around her.
Nalika dheweke nyempurnakake keterampilan, Shirin nemu kabungahan ora mung ing olahraga, nanging uga ing penemuan diri.
As she honed her skills, Shirin found joy not only in fitness but in self-discovery.
Saben esuk, dheweke tangi kanthi swara saka daftar lagu workout favorit.
Every morning, she woke up to the sound of her favorite workout playlist.
Kanti saben waya, semangate mung katon luwih kuat.
With each passing day, her enthusiasm only seemed to grow stronger.
Kanca-kanca lan penggemar dukung langkah dheweke saben, nginstalake rasa komunitas.
Friends and fans supported her every step, instilling a sense of community.
Perjalanan transformasi dheweke ora mung fisik, iku minangka kelahiran holistik.
Her transformation journey was not just physical, it was a holistic rebirth.
Liwati kerja keras lan ketekunan, dheweke nggayuh tujuane, buka dalan kanggo cita-cita tembe.
Through hard work and perseverance, she achieved her goals, paving the way for future ambitions.
Abad K-21 nyediakake akeh tantangan kesehatan sing ngluwihi wates, lan mengaruhi populasi secara global.
The 21st century presents a myriad of health challenges that transcend borders and affect populations globally.
Saka penyakit kronis nganti wabah infeksi, spektrum penyakit iku kok ngerem lan kompleks.
From chronic diseases to infectious outbreaks, the spectrum of ailments is both daunting and complex.
Kenek sing umum ningkatake resistensi antimikroba wis ngandharake prabdan reform kesehatan donya.
The persistent rise of antimicrobial resistance has underscored the urgency of global health reforms.
Saliyane, disparitas sosial ekonomi nyumbang kanthi signifikan kanggo distribusi sumber daya kesehatan sing ora adil.
Furthermore, socioeconomic disparities contribute significantly to the inequitable distribution of healthcare resources.
Garap tantangan iki mbutuhake usaha global sing terkoordinasi lan pendekatan inovatif sing ngutamaake kesetaraan lan inklusivitas.
Addressing these challenges necessitates a concerted global effort and innovative approaches that prioritize equity and inclusivity.
Kemitraan global kudu diperkuat kanggo ningkatake kolaborasi antarane bangsa kanggo nglawan ancaman kesehatan iki.
Global partnerships must be strengthened to enhance collaboration amongst nations in combating these health threats.
Akses adil kanggo langkah-langkah pencegahan lan perawatan isih tetep dadi landasan saka kebijakan kesehatan sing efektif.
Equitable access to preventive measures and treatments remains a cornerstone of effective health policies.
Salajengipun, inisiatif pendidikan sing dipunarahke kanggo nambah kesadaran umum minangka perkara penting ing ngirangi risiko kesehatan.
Moreover, educational initiatives geared towards enhancing public awareness are essential in mitigating health risks.
Iku penting kanggo ngembangak budaya literasi kesehatan sing maringi kuoso marang individu kanggo nggawe pilihan sing bener.
It is paramount to foster a culture of health literacy that empowers individuals to make informed choices.
Minangka kesimpulan, interaksi faktor sosial ing kesehatan butuhake strategi kolaboratif ing macem-macem level.
In conclusion, the interplay of social determinants on health necessitates collaborative strategies at multiple levels.
Mung saka tumindak sing guyub, kita bisa ngarep-arep kanggo ngatasi tantangan multifaset iki kanthi efektif.
Only through unified action can we hope to tackle these multifaceted challenges effectively.